Welcome to the 0 to 60 podcast by LeeCars.com. I'm your host and local gearhead, Mark Arson. In this season 8 episode, I'm going to be introducing you to a racing driver getting his start in the same type car that spawned the racing careers of NASCAR champions Jeff Gordon and Bobby Labonte, just to name a few. We're talking NASCAR Youth Series racing with Paxton Cole Motorsports next.
LeithCars.com 0 to 60 with automotive journalist and radio host Mark Arson.
All right, first of all, I want to thank my studio guest. We have Bradley Smith, who is the father of Paxton. And you guys are Paxton Cole Motorsports. So welcome to the 0 to 60 podcast, guys.
Thanks. Thanks for having us. Glad to be here.
Paxton, how old are you?
I'm 8 years old.
How long have you been racing, Paxton?
About a season and a half.
All right, so you started, what, 6.5 or 7 years old?
Right at just barely 7.
Okay, and you guys are out of Maryland originally.
Correct.
But now you're in the heart of NASCAR country.
Yep, had to move down where the racing was.
Yeah. Your last name is Smith.
Right.
But why is your racing team called Paxton Cole Motorsports?
So Cole is Paxton's middle name, which comes from Cole Trickle in the movie Days of Thunder. Which is his favorite thing to watch, right, Paxton?
Usually.
that's a good movie, especially if you follow NASCAR, the Tom Cruise NASCAR flick from what was that? It was 1993 or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that. It was really more from my childhood. That's why we run the number 46, and one of the cars is a mellow yellow throwback.
Yeah, like the car in the movie. But your nickname is what? It's a playoff of Paxton, right?
Pac-Man.
That's what his granddad called him when he was little, so that kind of stuck.
And I should point out that, Bradley, that you work for Leith.
I do.
So, Paxton, how did you get into this form of racing? Was this you? Was this your dad? How did you start racing?
We watched Days of Thunder a lot, and then we got into actual NASCAR racing. We watched that on TV, and then I asked if there was any cars that I could race, and he looked up some for kids, and one of the things that he saw was quarter midgets.
What do you like best about racing this quarter midget race car?
I make new friends.
You make friends at the racetrack, other drivers, other families, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
So have you ever had any scary moments on the racetrack?
I flipped recently and the weekend before.
Now, I've seen video of one of those. Do you come through something like that and just go, wow, okay, I'm here, everything's good?
That time I was nearly crying because that was my first flip, and it was like the flip that could get me an award at the end of the season.
It was a rough one. I think their track does a like wildest ride award for the end of the year banquet, and that's nothing you want to do at your first time at a track, but you know.
Your Facebook page, Paxton Cole Motorsports, and I believe it mentions on there that you have a nickname for when you've done something like that, like a barrel roll.
A bull rider.
Yeah. Uh-huh, so yeah.
I got a bull rider t-shirt.
It took you for a ride.
Yeah.
We went to Pennsylvania, and our chassis builders gave me a shirt because they saw my flip.
Oh, wow.
And they said it was like a bull ride.
Yeah, it's going to happen. I mean, racing incidents happen, and you know, it's a lot of people say that, you know, how do you not worry about your kid, you know, getting hurt and strapping them in a car? But they're, in my opinion, and a lot of people's opinions, they're very safe. I feel like they're safer than playing football sometimes. Yeah. You know, we're in a full roll cage. We've got a 5-point harness. We've got fire suits. We've got helmets. So we're pretty safe. I mean, we've rolled 2 cars now in the past couple weeks. And other than the, you know, some tore up parts on the cars, you know, Paxton's had 0 injuries, no bruises, no bumps, and everything good.
The first time that I flipped, when I was in the air, he was over the fence while I was still up.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you do react pretty quick when you're, yeah. Yeah, you don't really wait for the yellow to come out necessarily when it's your kid flipping on the track, so it's tough.
You feel safe, obviously, or you wouldn't do it, I guess, right?
I feel tight. I can barely breathe.
Yeah,
that's... We strap them in well. We wear a next-gen, you know, kind of neck restraint device, so it's... Never skimp out on safety equipment, for sure, because things happen. Especially in open-wheel racing, that's, you know, a little extra tough.
Well, we met you at the NASCAR night, LeithCars.com 160 at Wake County Speedway, back in July. And you brought the Pac-Man car with your new LeithCars sticker on the nose of it. Thank you for doing that, Pac.
You're welcome.
Is it considered a race car or more like a go-kart?
They're considered race cars. It's a quarter midget. So they're, you know, quarter size of a full-size midget race car. So,
and when you say midget, that is an open-wheel style.
Like an open-wheel sprint car style.
And one of the reasons, I guess, you know, for coming to North Carolina, so you could, you know, race in the series here, although it is a national series.
Yeah, it's the NASCAR Youth Series. USAC, or United States Auto Club, is who's put this series on for, I don't know how long, years and years. And they partnered with NASCAR this year to make it the NASCAR Youth Series. So this is the first year that it has any NASCAR involvement.
Okay. Yeah, they've got a great website, which I believe is NASCARYouth.com.
That sounds right.
So the track that you – are there a lot of racetracks that – you know, where you can go race, or how does that work?
Yeah, so there's not a lot here. There's actually more up in Maryland and PA where we, you know, originally were. We were running dirt up there. In North Carolina, there's one. It's over in Salisbury. It's North Carolina Quarter Midget Association. Been there a long time. It's a very, very nice facility. It's a concrete paved track here. This series here local runs in Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, and North Carolina for the pavement series.
So everybody that races like at the track in Salisbury, I guess, are competing for points across.
Yeah, so there'll be a local point series at our local track, kind of a regional point series, and then the NASCAR Youth Points, and there's a national point series. So with their involvement this year, there's a lot of races that coincide with NASCAR races. For instance, our next race coming up is at Darlington in a couple weeks. So we'll be in the parking lot there the days before, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday before the cup race. So
apparently it's tires.
That track's a little rough. Yeah.
So their track at Darlington is actually, they made a track in the park.
They will make a track for that event in the parking lot.
Okay.
We actually have to run a 1/20th of a mile oval, so it's a very small, very tight track. So they create those at all those places, Talladega, Daytona, for us when we go there.
And you're racing on, are all of these tracks flat, like I've seen the photos of the Salisbury track, or does it vary?
No, some of them have pretty high banking, and some are flat. That's part of the challenge in changing the cars around for different tracks.
Do they ever have road courses?
No, not for these cars.
Probably too dangerous.
I don't know.
Left-right turns?
We only make left turns in this series. So
okay,
they can't turn right very easily.
All right. So every youth sport, every activity, you know, has its cost.
Yep.
You know, you sign your kid up for youth soccer.
Right.
Or baseball, or football, or hockey. But gosh, when you're talking about racing, and you've got, how many races do you do on average in the season?
So probably in an average season, we're probably somewhere close to 20, 25, a little less with our recent move this year. But it's a fair amount. And cost-wise, it just really depends. I mean, it's not, you know, just like anything else, you can spend what you want to. But it's costly to keep up. It's costly when you wreck cars. But it's just kind of part of the deal. So
what's the next step?
I want to race Bandoleros if I like it, and then maybe Legends.
We're going to practice some for a local team here probably in the next week or two, and a Bandolero, just to see how Paxton likes it and how we do there. I think they've actually moved the age down to 7, but at least generally speaking, 8's what it's been. So this is kind of the age where we can get into that, whereas quarter midgets you can run from age 5 to 16. So we fully intend to stay in quarter midgets for a while, for sure. But you're right. I mean, you know, it is 2.5 hours from a track. And when we travel to race, you know, it's far. You know, it's Darlington. It's, you know, Talladega. It's Daytona. It's places like that. So that's a long ways versus the Bandoleros. We can just kind of run local and, you know, travel some. So we'll see. But plans for next season is probably a Bandolero and some quarter midgets. And then we'll see how it goes after that. You know, we run 2 cars right now and probably would run 3 if we were only staying in quarter midgets, because quarter midgets have a lot of different classes you can run. So we run 2 right now, so we have 2 cars.
So Paxton, of course, as a race car driver, you got to be able to thank your sponsor. So why don't you give a tip of the hat to the people that support you at the track on your race car?
Dealership for Life, Auto Trim Design, Bull Rider Race Cars, Link Johnson from State Farm, Auto Park, Chrysler Jeep and Carry, and TPR Carts.
Thanks again, Paxton.
You're welcome.
Bradley, thank you for bringing the family in. And
thank you.
Good luck to you.
Thanks.
I'm Mark Arson. Thank you for listening to the 0 to 60 podcast. It's a monthly series bringing you news from around the Leith Automotive Group and the world of motorsports in the Carolinas and Virginia. Be sure to follow us on social at Leith Cars and visit our website, leithcars.com.
0 to 60 is a production of leithcars.com. Like us on Facebook at Leith Cars.
The copyright in this podcast and its contents belongs to Leith Incorporated.